Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincolnland Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening report this morning. Sitting in for Dave Dickey is Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Slaughter hog prices today are called fully steady to higher amid reports that some plants need additional animals for today and tomorrow's slaughter schedules and ideas that supplies may not be as readily available as they were last week. Market sources say with July contract deliveries now out of the way, there may be fewer slaughter-ready hogs available, and the heat could slow daily weight gains overall, although some sources say hogs in some of the newer facilities seem to be faring better than those in older facilities without some of the climate control situations. In Peoria, the call is a dollar to two higher, top price 45 even. Early indications were for prices to be higher. The West was strong yesterday, so the market needs to be higher in Peoria, they say, to catch up. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, Monday, July 17th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 11,950. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 60.50 to 71 even. The weighted average was 68.80, up $1.52 from Friday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from 48.53 to 54.50, the weighted average 52.22. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 11,251. The base price range 60.50 to 71 even. The weighted average there 68.10, up 68 cents from Friday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from 46.50 to 53.13, with the weighted average 49.34.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
A little leveling off in the overnight trade we saw after Monday's drop during day trade. We'll get a look at overnight numbers, and we'll talk to Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities and get his pre-opening call in a minute. First, our growing areas weather. Here's AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. Well, some areas did pick up some rain last night across the Corn Belt, generally confined to areas in Iowa, Wisconsin, northern Illinois. And then this morning we had the resurgence of a couple of thunderstorms, not widespread, but some pockets of central Illinois picking up a little bit of rain. And looking at the expectations for precipitation over the next 5 days, the northern portion of the Corn Belt stretching from just north of Minneapolis-St. Paul in through central Minnesota, across northern Illinois, most of the state of Michigan, and northwestern Indiana, all locations in that pocket should pick up at least an inch of rain, and some areas maybe up to 2 inches of rain, again, over the next 5 days. So that's a pretty nice shot of precipitation and should counter the evaporative losses that would take place during that time. Another area stretching from central Nebraska across northern Kansas and just a swath from northwestern through the boot heel of Missouri and a thin area in the Tennessee Valley. Also expected to pick up anywhere between a half and an inch of rain. Not a great soaking, but that would help to bring some fields up a little bit on the moisture content there. So not a total dry situation, but very warm conditions will persist. We will get a shot of cooler air across the upper Midwest. In fact, there were some record cold temperatures this morning for South Dakota, a region that just experienced quite a few record high temperatures. Well, this morning temperatures dropped into the upper 40s to around 50 degrees in some locations in South Dakota. So some cooler air pushing in, but it will be pushed out by much warmer air by the beginning of early next week. There is some talk about no more ridge in the remainder of the summer, but I have to disagree with that. High pressure will be back into the plain states during August, should become broader based by late in the month and in through September. That would make the western Corn Belt the most vulnerable to late season dry down, and that could hurt late soybeans, while eastern Corn Belt should further benefit from the change after all the rain that has fallen by the end of the month. Quickly looking at the wheat situation, not much relief expected for the northern U.S. plains or the southernmost sections of the Canadian prairie over the next week to 10 days. Northwesterly flow of air will bring frequent frontal passages through the region, and that will help to push temperatures lower at times, but there will be not much in the way of moisture bringing heading up into that area, so not much precipitation is expected. The region will see a net drying mode, and many northern U.S. plains locations already extremely dry and seriously stressed. Hot weather will build up through Montana and Alberta again during the weekend and early next week, but it should remain over the western part of the wheat belt until late next week or the last days of July when all the prairie and plains once again turn warmer. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Zola.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Overnight trade now on the Kansas City Board of Trade. September wheat opened at 493 and a quarter, up 2.5. Last traded up 1 1/4. December 506, up 1. Last traded up 1/4. March 509 and a quarter, up 1 1/4. Last trade up 1.5. In Chicago on the Board of Trade, September wheat at 395 last night on the open, up 2. Last traded up 1 3/4. December 414, up 1.5. Last trade up 1.5. March unchanged at 429.5. Last traded up 1 1/4. July of 07 wheat, 447 3/4, up 1 1/4. Last trade up 1. September corn opened at 252, up 1/4. Last trade up 1/2. December 268 1/4, up 1/4. Last trade up 1/2. March at 279, down 1. Last trade up 1/2. May corn, 287 3/4, unchanged on the open and the last trade. July of 07 corn, 296, down 1, last trade down 1/2. September oats, 197 1/4, 197 1/2 rather, unchanged on the open, last traded up 6 1/2. In the bean pit, August beans at 590 3/4 last night on the open, up 3/4, last traded up 1. September, 598, up 3/4, last trade up 1 1/4. November, 613 3/4, up 1 1/2, last trade up 1 3/4. January beans, 625, up 1 3/4, last trade up 1/2. March at 634, up 1 3/4, last trade up 3/4. August soybean meal opened at 169.20, up 30, last trade up 60. September, 170.90, up 60, last trade up 90. August bean oil, 26.93 on the open, up 15, last traded up 9. September, 26.95, down 8 on the open, last traded up 10. Joining us now for his pre-opening call on this Tuesday is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete. Hello, Pete. Have we lost Pete Manhart? I wonder if we have. We'll try this again. How about there, Pete? Hello, Pete. You know what? I hear somebody in the background. I'm not sure if he's on the phone. But we'll go into looking into what may be playing into the market today. We did see a bit of a sell-off yesterday as the market closed. Hello, Pete? I still hear him in the background. I'm going to keep the phone line up and maybe... Hello, Pete. Pete Manhart. Yeah, I don't know if he can hear us. Can... Hello, Pete? Hello, Pete. Well, we'll leave that up. Hopefully, he'll get us. Bean futures, we're going to expected the modest gains on the open. Some calls 1 to 2 cents higher on the Chicago Board of Trade this morning. November beans in overnight trade gained 1 3/4 cents. Yesterday's declines were a bit overdone, according to some traders. And with dryness still an issue in the Northwest Midwest, the bean market, they say, is poised to bounce back in Tuesday's session, according to Dow Jones, a commission house broker from the Board of Trade quoted there. A quiet news front, they say, is expected to keep technical factors in play, with Monday's bearish price action potentially a sign of future direction without any fundamental support. In the corn market, we'll turn to the corn. They expect a higher call there, too. Some of the analysts, the call there a half penny to a cent higher as the market follows the tone established in the overnight session. They say today could be a turnaround Tuesday after Monday's losses, according to a Commission House analyst. Crop conditions declined slightly, but that was expected. But the forecast is for cooler temperatures. There were scattered rains in parts of the Midwest overnight, according to the analyst. The lack of heat in the latest forecast is not supportive, he says, but there's not much moisture in the outlook, and the crop, he says, could use some rain. Let's turn quickly to the wheat call. They are calling for 1 to 2 cents higher on a firmer overnight trade, according to sources, as well as further deterioration in hard red spring conditions because of drought. The drought has taken the Northern Plains hard red spring crop condition to 32% poor to very poor in the week to July 16th. That's up from 27% the previous week. We'll have an opening call coming up in the opening market report at 9:49. Our forecast for today for Illinois and Indiana: in northern and central sections, partly to mostly sunny, widely scattered thunderstorms, mainly early in the day. In the south, mostly sunny, and highs ranging from 83 near Lake Michigan to 97 in southwest Illinois. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Some scattered showers and isolated storms possible from south central Illinois to southern Indiana, with lows from 64 in northern Illinois to 74 in southwest Illinois. And for tomorrow in the north, a mix of clouds and sun, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, elsewhere mostly sunny, hot and humid, and highs ranging from 86 in northern Indiana to 98 in southwest Illinois. Quick look at the trade outside the commodity markets. The Dow Industrial Average is up 49 points right now to 10,796. The S&P up 4 at 1239, and the NASDAQ is up 8.5 points at 2046. The September silver contract right now unchanged at 1109 an ounce. August gold is down 160 at 65030 an ounce. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. It's 9:01 Central Time.